The North Dakota Senate has rejected a bill to raise the speed limits on I-94 and I-29 to 80 miles an hour. Before that vote was taken, the Senate approved amendments to more than double the fines for speeding on highways posted for 55 or higher speeds. Under it, the base fine goes from $5 to $50, plus $10 for every mile per hour over the limit. Bowman Republican Senator Bill Bowman proposed the higher fines once that bill was heard in the Appropriations Committee.
But it's just a little bit of a deterrent to try to keep the speed limit under control instead of just whatever you want to drive. So I did it for, I think, the sake and lives of everybody that travels.
Fargo Republican Senator John Casper says the State Department of Transportation has said the average speed on the interstates is already 83 miles an hour. So he says the Senate Transportation Committee recommended that the bill be approved.
We didn't think we were going to see a massive increase in the speeds people are driving. We thought people would continue driving the speeds at which they have been based on what's happened in other states when they changed their
Minot
limit.
Republican Senator David Hoag says he worries this will lead to more of a stratification of drivers on the interstates. Truckers who will drive between 65 and 70, the less skilled drivers who will be close to the speed limit, and drivers who will push that limit.
I just cannot agree with the notion that if we go from 75 to 80, that there won't be that bracket creep, that those folks that want those Mario Andretti demographics that want to go 90, they're going to push it.
The bill failed on a vote of 28 to 18. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.